We hope that none of you came here expecting to be spiritually uplifted or expecting chants or various forms of religious music. We don't mean to confuse you with our name, Buddhist Bhajan Trio, but maybe you would be interested in knowing how it came about. Originally, we were a group called the Bubonic Bassoon Quartet.
That was not
many years ago. And during that time, one of our members heard on public radio an announcer make a slip of the tongue when he was identifying the Budapest String Quartet. He called it the Buddhist String Quartet. And we immediately latched onto that name. And because it fit the alliteration that we seem to love so much in this group, we use it whenever we appear in a trio. Right now, if any of you would like to ask us questions, we'd be happy to answer them, or at least try to answer them. Are there any questions? Bob, you have any questions? See? Any other questions? Yes. Have you ever heard of soul travel? Well, part of the reason we meditate is so that we can assemble in the ether. And, no, actually, we only get together at this time of year every year. And this happens to be a time when symphony orchestras are usually on vacation. So that's how it works out. We come out here and prepare the programs and always put them on around Labor Day.
What happened to your fourth?
The fourth member of the quartet?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up. We're in the midst of trying to work out the mechanics of a new scheme for next year. We're going to have an auction. Anyone who comes to the concert with a bassoon, doesn't matter if you know how to play it. Anyone who comes to the concert with a bassoon will be entitled to purchase for $5 a raffle ticket. These raffle tickets will then be put into a vessel and one will be withdrawn, and that person will get the rare privilege of playing a quartet with us. Furthermore, we are going to be grand prize winners. Tickets that for $50 will entitle you to be, your name to be dropped into a different container, three of which will be chosen to play the whole concert. How many people would be willing to participate in that? We just want to take a straw vote here to see whether we should go through with it next year or not. Well, I know you're a little embarrassed. How many bassoon players are there?
Don't be afraid to raise your hand.
Just to show you we're good sports, we'll raise our hand. Well, just about all the postures that one has to get into in order to play a bassoon could qualify as yoga postures, I think. If you don't believe it, just try to play like this.
The one in the back.
That depends on how fat someone's wallet may be who owns a recording company. We're very willing, not necessarily able, but the only thing lacking is someone who makes records coming up and asking us to do it. Any other questions? Gardner Museum, of course. No, I don't know. I don't think anybody else wants to see it. I once played it in the bathroom at MIT, naked at 3 in the morning. Well, this is true. A lot of things I might be saying up here could be interpreted as being a little bit falsehood, but not this. I did play it naked in a bathroom at MIT at 3 in the morning, and the police came by and stopped me. I suppose that's the most exciting place I've ever played. Can you guys equal that?
No.
Any other questions? Well, I was sort of thinking of it for tonight. It's been such a dull concert. Nothing happening. I guess we'd better go on to another piece of music.